So when you look in the Pesukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzava Moshe Rabbeinu, what the Bigdei Kohen is meant to look like, right, and how to make them, etc. And like Rashi brings, and the Ramban brings, etc., etc., that based on the Pesukim in the Parasha, that if they don't have their Bigdei Kohuna and are wearing the Bigdei Kohuna, so then they're Chayiv Misa, etc. Another criteria is that, of course, Enku Hunasa Maleim, Dafke, if the Bigdeyem Maleim, if they have the Begodim, so then they have the Kohuna, but without the Begodim, they're not suitable to do the Avoida, etc. Now, the Rambam tells us as follows in Hilchas Klei HaMikdosh, Perek Yud. The Rambam The Rambam tells us an interesting thing. It becomes more interesting when you see the Ramvelva Lebrisker, the Brisker of the way his perspective of it, at it, and you know how he takes to it. And this is as follows. The Rambam starts off a halacha and he goes on with halacha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel to tell us as follows. Ketzat Seder Levishas Habgodim.
How do you do it?
What is the order of dressing, getting dressed with the begodim? What's the order? And he tells us a whole halachas about the order of how they're dressed, how they get dressed. The Rambam doesn't say we dress them. The Rambam says they get dressed. Why do I highlight that? Because there is a Mishnah at the end of Masechta Tamid where there it speaks about those who were joining the pious,
the lottery
to be suitable to do the avoda for that day. So it says Mosron lechazonim. Then they're given over to the chazonim, and then they have the big dikuna. So the Rosh says Mosron lechazonim. There were special appointed individuals who used to dress the koyanim with big dikuna. And the Rambam al kolponim here. It's not mentioned, even though it says so in the Mishnah, Mosron lechazonim, the Rosh teaches that way. The Rambam says, Ketzad l'seid levishas habgodim loivesh. We're talking about the Kohen, we're not talking about anyone dressing him. The Kohen dresses, puts on this, and then this, and then this, and then that. So, I don't know exactly if they're disagreeing, or it's just an additional thing, or how the Rambam would understand it. I didn't look in Pirush HaMishnayos, etc. I'm just mentioning that. Okay, so the Rambam says, Ketzad seid levishas habgodim, and he starts, tells us the order. The order is, he first puts on, and there are details within the order, but the general order is, there are four Bigdei Kohen Hedyot, and the eight Bigdei Kohen Gadol. So he says, the order of the Bigdei Kohen Hedyot is first the pants, and then the tunic, the ksoinus, and then the avnate, that's the girdle around the ksoinus, and then the mitzenefes, the hat. And with each thing, the Rambam tells us the guidelines, all the details exactly, how the mechnasayim have to be, what height they have to be, etc., etc., and then they have to be tied above the navel, etc., etc. And then he goes on to tell us the ksoinus, the length of the ksoinus, we know, etc., and also the girdle, how high the girdle is, not too high, not too low, and then the mitzenefes. Okay. Then he goes on to say in Gimel, and halacha Gimel, that's halacha Aleph and halacha Beis, and halacha Gimel, he tells us about the Kohen Gadol. The order of the Kohen Gadol, after he puts on the Avnate, right? So he doesn't yet put on the Megibas. After the Avnate, he puts on the Me'il. And after the Me'il goes the Ephod, the Choshen, and then he ties with the belt of the Ephod. And then, etc. And then he puts on the Mitznefes, and then he puts the Tzitza. Okay, so there's a whole order. Now, the Kesef Mishnah brings a source for what the Rambam says. Ketzat seid alavish sabgodim loyfish hamichnosayim tchila. He first puts on his pants. Okay, hat nicht kein Häusen, da fund in der Häusen. So lamaisa bepoila says mefurish. Interestingly, you'll see already that the Rechaim HaKodesh highlights, and he says, you know, you should know the pants bechlal, or it seemed to be a different criteria, a different category, because all the begodim seem to be lechovoid or a sephoris, right? like the Torah describes the criteria of the Begodim. And this, the Mechnasayim, the Torah says Mefurish, that it's lechasis psar ervo. It's merely that it shouldn't, for tznius, it shouldn't be revealed as nakedness. So he wants to taina, therefore, that the order, number one, therefore the Mefarshim say, Ramban, Arachayim, others say that that's why if you'll see the order of the psukim, the way the Torah enumerates and describes all the different bigdei kohuna. So all of them go in order, and all of a sudden, towards the end, just by the way, so to speak, in 474, if you have the stone edition, so after the Torah describes all the bigdei kohuna of the Choshen and the Meir, all the bigdei kohuna of the Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol, towards the end of everything, it says in 474, Pasuk Mem Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on the top, right? As if to say something in addition. Because his criteria is like a different. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, therefore, when the Torah concludes in Pasuk Mem Gimel, that if you're not going to wear all the begodim, right? So if you don't have all the Shemoneh begodim, so you're not suitable and you're Chayav Misa, etc., etc., the Torah seems to reiterate it, even though it says it again before. So the Ramban and the Rashi, there's a lengthy Ramban which discusses the Rashi about it. Okay, we're not going to go into the detail. But the Arachayim HaKadosh says the reason why the Torah has to highlight it dafke after he speaks about, introduces the Mechnasayim, because one would think the Mechnasayim is a different category than the other Bigdei Kohuna. And maybe it doesn't have this all the stringencies of the other Bigdei Kohuna. Therefore the Torah says, nevertheless, it concludes, V'lo Yisu V'hoyu Al Aram V'al Bonav V'Pasik Mem Gimel B'voyim Elo El Moed V'Shem V'Mizim L'Sharis V'lo Yisu Ovin V'Mesu, and that refers to all the Shemayim B'Godim, including the Mechnasayim. Okay, so the Mechnasayim definitely has a different category. Nevertheless, la halacha, the Shemayim B'Godim. And if you're lacking with them, so it's a chesaron in the avod. Okay. So the Rambam says that you have to put on the pants first, even though with the order of the Pesukim is lav davke. So he brings to our attention a Gemara Mesechta Yuma Daf Chof Hei, and it's also a Gemara Mesechta Yuma Daf Chof Gimel. And the Gemara says, we learned it from a Pasuk, and to teach us that we have to have the Mechnasayim first. Why? So if you take out a Chumash in Parshas Tzav, we were addressing and Merevi, if I recall correctly, we were addressing the Koyanim. No. Sorry, it's right in the beginning of Tzav. Sorry. Right in the beginning of Tzav. Right in the beginning. Parsha Tzav, Kapitel Vav, page 568. So in 568, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'lova Shakoin, in Posa Gimel, V'lova Shakoin Midoy Vad, right? So you have that by the Kohen Hedyot. When he's about to raise up the ashes from the Mizbeach before the Trumas Adeshen, so it says, he speaks about the Ksoinis, then he speaks about the Mechnasayim. There's a Machlokes in Gemara. One Mandomer says that you don't even, the Harumas Adeshen is nothing more says in Yuma. One Mandomer, one opinion says that the Trumas Adeshen is not an Avoida, therefore it's enough if you wear two Begodim. Where's the Ksoinis and the Mechlasayim? Doesn't need the Mitznefes and the Avnet. The other Mandama says definitely he needs it's an Avoida, you need the Mitznefes and the Avnet, and there are reasons why the Torah only highlighted these two, etc. The Iker. So here it says, pardon?
The one says it's not an Avoida because the Kohen Gadol didn't have to do it on Yom Kippur.
Beseda. Okay, whatever the reasons. Okay, so Nishtigay, yes. Now here it says, Yilbash Absoroi. Yeah, that's about Kohen Hedit. In Achrei, by the Kohen Gadol, it says the same Loshin. Here it says Gilbash al Psorin in Achrei. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol. So in the Pasuk, it says, yeah. In Pasuk, page 636, Pasuk Dalet, Ksenes bat Kodesh Gilbash, or Michnes Evad Giyu al Psorin. Right, so the Bakoyin Hedyot, it says Yilbash al Psori. Here it says again Umichnas Vad Yiyu al Psori. So the Gemara says Bein La Reshokish or Bein La Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara speaks about a Kohen Hedyot. The Gemara brings the pasuk for the Kohen Hedyot. The Gemara in Daf Chav Hei brings the pasuk by a Kohen Gadol. Tosfos explains that we need we need separate psukim for each. Says the Tosfos in Yuma Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, because we find distinctions between the godim of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Edis, and I would think that even the identical beged have different criteria, so therefore we can't learn one from the other. Therefore, each pasuk tells us that it has to be al psoroi, because of course he has to put it on himself. So what's al psoroi?
Why is the mechnasayim mentioned first in both of these pasukim?
I told you already why. Because it's a different gather. It's right. Only la chasus psarer. So that's why it's mamish comes towards the end. Take a look at Darachayim HaKadosh. Darachayim brings Beferijus Gemara, they have to put it on first. And that's why it says V'yomusul. Take a Darachayim on the pasuk towards the end. Okay. I'll call Potom. So the Gemara says Mefurish that the Mechrasam have to be first. And the proof that has to be first because it says Al Psoroi. That means to say that there's nothing else Am Psoroi close to his skin. So there's nothing else al psori besides the mechnasayim. And that's why the Torah writes al psori. Otherwise it's miyuter, right? So the Gemara says in Yuma and in Daf Chav Gimel and Daf Chav Hei. Now, the Briskei Rav and Chidushei Agriz on Masechta Yuma from the Ksav Yad, and I mean, in other words, not the stencil, the original, published by him, or sons, whatever, Diker. But B'chol Oifim, there it says, he's bothered Bachlal with this whole mocker of the Kesef Mishnah. He says, you see, from the Kesef Mishnah, you know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says, how do you know that you shouldn't put anything, no other garment on before he puts his pants on? It says the Gemara, because it says, the Michle Seivad Yiu Al Psoroi. We're talking about the four garments, that the first thing he puts on is his pants. Okay? Or the eight garments, that the first thing he puts on is his pants. Okay? So it's like the Gemara says, by the way, that he's wearing all, he's not naked. The Gemara says, Mefurish, he wears all his weekday garments first. The first thing we put on of the holy garments is not totally naked, right? He's not stark naked. The first thing he puts on after, whilst he's still wearing his weekday clothing, his big day choil, is we put on the big day kodesh, and that's the mechnasayim. Okay, because it says yilbush al psoroi. So the Briskei Rav says, in the context of the Gemara, it would seem that the Gemara is basically saying that you shouldn't put anything on other of the holy garments before the pants. The pants should be the first. And the Gemara uses that language. No other of the holy garments should come first. So why? Because this has to be al psoroi. So if you see it in that context, it's not telling you the order, that there has to be an order, that pants come first, and then this, and then that, and then that, like the Rambam introduces or presents it, right? It's basically the Gemara saying, don't put anything on before, because this has to be mamish on the bosa. Right? In other words, it's so to speak, it's for the sake of doing the service of the Avod and the Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore nothing can come before the pants because it has to be on his flesh. Nothing else could be. We know, for instance, from that language, Rashi brings a Chumash, right? And the Gemara also says in other places, Al Psoroi tells you there shouldn't be a chitze, there shouldn't be an interruption, etc. So the Gemara doesn't say that in this case, in this context, but nevertheless, that seems to be understood from the gist of what the Gemara is saying, nothing else comes before. This should be first. It's not telling you there's an order, this, one, and two, A, B, C, D. It's just saying nothing should come before this, because this is absurd. This comes first. This takes precedence. But where does the Rambam know? So number one, in his whole lengthy exposition, he says, number one, even if we'll say the case of Mishnah is to be understood, that's good enough only for the pants. How do you know for all the rest? That there's a whole procedure, that all the four garments have to have a whole procedure, number one, and all the eight garments have to have a whole procedure, number two. And in addition, he says, besides, he says, the source itself is not so simple to me. At the end, he says, Shuv matzosi yom afunash gemara mesechta Sanhedrin, which this gemara we're going to talk about. The gemara brings a mesechta Sanhedrin based on a mishnah mesechta yuma. So there's a mishnah mesechta yuma that have ayin beis omud. Omud. Ayin aleph omud beis. Okay, but there the Gemara enumerates all the godim of the Kohen Hedit and the Kohen Gadol, and there's an order. Nevertheless, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that there's no order. Quotes this mission, says there's no order. And then it discusses it. Whatever the case is, and then the Gemara says, but look, you can't, the Gemara, the order in the Mishnah, which is introduced, recorded in the Mishnah, it says first Ksoinis and then Mechnasayim. First the tunic, and then the pants, says the Gemara, there's no way. The Gemara says clearly in Masechta Yuma that you need first the pants and then the tunic. So it's very clear from the whole sequence of Gemara Sanhedrin, at least, that the Gemara and Sanhedrin understood that that Mishnah, when it says the pants comes before, nothing comes before the pants, that there's an order there. The Gemara is saying that true, the order, the way it's introduced and recorded in the Mishnah, is not lav davka. It's not essential. It's not integral. It's not. It's lav davka. You don't have to follow that order. But in these two things, the order is essential. And the Mishnah just says it like the order of the pasuk. The Mishnah says first ksonis and then mechnasayim, because in the pasuk mechnasayim comes towards the end. And then the Gemara asks, why is tavka ksonis mentioned first in the pasuk? If the order is different, says the Gemara, because ksonis covers the whole body, rather mechnasayim is only a section of the body. Okay, ended. So he says, good, I see already from that Gemara, but again he says, from that Gemara I only know that mechnasayim have to come first. That's the order, there's not any other order. Thinker is, he wants to claim, he says, you know, maybe the source is from Masechta Yuma Daf Hei Amud Beis. There the Gemara asks as follows, Ketzad, but the miluim, after we've put up the Mishkan, and we've prepared all the Kalim, and made all the Kalim, everything was done, right? So we're learning in Parsha Sav and Parsha Shmini, we're dedicating the Beis HaMikdash, we're dedicating the Koyanim, we're consecrating the Mishkan and the Kalim, we're consecrating the Koyanim and their garments, etc. So the Gemara says, Ketzad Hilbishon, how did Moshe dress them? What was the order of the way he dressed them? Okay? In the miluim, when we're consecrating, when we're dedicating the Mishkan. So, the Gemara says, what kind of question is that? That's in the past. Why is it relevant to us? So the Briskerov says, hey, the Gemara asks, Ketzad Dilbishon, how did he dress them? What was the order? So there must have been an order.
Right.
So maybe from there the Rambam shows that there has to be an order, and the Rambam introduces an order. But then he says, not good enough. Why? I mean, I'm not treating it right. You have to take a look inside, because he says Tahira Zachen. He says the fact is the Gemara really deals mainly not so much with what comes first, but was Aaron dressed momentarily with his sons, or was Aaron dressed first and then his sons? That's what mainly the Gemara deals with over there. We're going to come to it soon. And if that's the case, he says that's definitely a halacha relating to the miluim. Dafka to the time of the dedication. Because for generations, there's no such halacha that we have to dress the Kohen Gadol before the Kohen Hedyot. No such halacha. So if the Gemara queries that maybe, what was the order? Did we dress Aaron simultaneously with the other sons? Or was Aaron dressed first? And then that was definitely a halacha specifically meant for the miluim. It's not a halacha in how to dress, when one dresses with Bigde Kohuna. Right? Which therefore it relates to all cases, even when we're in the Beis HaMikdash. It's Allah for Yimei HaMiluim. And therefore, the Gemara says it there, but we can't use that as a source for what the Rambam says. Cases say the Levi Shasan. I just want to say, by the way, another interesting thing. You'll take a look at the Gemara Yuma in your standard Shasan, the Lushasan too, whatever, and the Gilyan, Rabbi Shaya Berliner, Rabbi Shaya Pick, puts on where the Gemara says, there are two sides of the coin. One, was Aaron dressed first and then his sons? Or were they dressed simultaneously at the same time? The Gemara will discuss later. We'll discuss later how did he actually dress them at the same time. He has four sons and one, and Moshe Rabbeinu is one person.
The Gemara is talking about the Avnite, and he says,
very good. So Davov, that's Davov. We'll get there, Emir Tzah Hashem. Yeah. That's the section which we wanted to discuss. Our time will allow. Right. Okay. But the Iker, so the Rabbi Shai Berlin on the Gilyan, in his gloss, the marginal gloss, he says, Ayin Rambam Hilchas Klei HaMikdosh Perik Yud Halocha Aleph. My gut feeling is, I didn't spend too much time on it, but just from the first glance, it seems that he's Bechlal showing that this, something like what the Briskerov is saying, but he was much before him, and he's just highlighting that point. When the Gemara says, what is the order, how he dresses them, and the Gemara gives you two options. Either does he dress Aaron before his sons, or does he dress, because we'll soon see in the Psukim, there's an order that first he dresses. In Parsha Tzav, it says clearly, he dresses first Aaron and then his sons. So that's where the Gemara says, maybe he dresses Aaron and then his sons. Or is he actually doing it simultaneously, because there's a pasuk which seems to say that it's done simultaneously in relation to the Avnit, correct. The Iker, so he says, look, on the section where the Gemara says, is Aaron dressed before his sons? He says, look in the Rambam, Perik Yud, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash Halacha Aleph. Now I looked, you know what it says in Perik Yud Halacha Aleph? Take a look, you know the order of the Rambam is? He first talks about the Kohen Hedyot, then he talks about the Kohen Gadol. So the Rambam is talking about Seder Levisha Sabgodim, right? So there's an order. Now if the Rambam meant this Gemara, the Rambam says the opposite of the Gemara. Of course, so if the Rambam talks about an order, so his words are all surely in order, right? And he talks about first how to dress a Kohen Hedyot, and then how to dress a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara the options the Gemara had, one of the options which seemed to be parallel to what the Rambam says, is first we dress the Kohen Gadol, then we dress the Kohen Hedyot. The Rambam says before, it deals first with the Kohen Hedyot and then the Kohen Gadol. I have a feeling that's what Rav Shai Berlin wants to say. Otherwise, it's not Dafka Alech Aleph, right? And the Rambam starts off with the Kohen Hedyot. L'chor, to say that he doesn't mean, he means something like the Brisker Rov, that we can't say that's the mocker. Or maybe that is a mocker, I'm not sure about. I have a feeling he definitely wants to be mayor. Or I think he says, I don't remember exactly the protein. Okay, whatever. So it maybe can be analyzed either way. Or maybe it's a good basis for what the Brisker Rov wants to say. It's a Dafka, maybe there's a mocker to say there's a mocker, that this is serves as a source for the Rambam. Nevertheless, it's not poshut in the eyes of the Brisker Rov. Okay. What does he concludes and he says, I'd rather say that the Rambam may have taken it from the sequence of the Gemara. Right there after the Gemara says, okay, my dahava hava. Why is it relevant to us? What happened then? The question is, Ketzad Malbishan La'osid Lovo. How will Moshe Rabbeinu dress Aaron and his sons when Moshiach will come? We'll have a Beis HaMikdash, we have to dress the Kohanim. So will he dress them? What order will there be? Says the Gemara, what's your problem? What kind of question is that? When Aaron and the Kohanim will be liyosid lovim, Moshe Rabbeinu will be with them. And Moshe Rabbeinu will tell us the halacha then. Now you have to query in the Gemara, what will be liyosid lovim? That's what the Gemara says. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that the Shaila is really pashut to know how to attach the Psukim. Because it seems to be a contradiction in the Psukim. The Gemara wants to reconcile the Psukim, and we're soon going to discuss that. Ended. So the Brisker Rav says, look what you see from this Gemara. In this Gemara, you see that the Gemara asks, Ketzad Malbishon La'asid Lovay. Right? The Gemara says, how will we dress them when Moshiach will come? The Gemara only refuted it that you don't have to query now. Moshe Rabbeinu will tell us. The Gemara doesn't say, it's not relevant. No, there's relevance to Ketzad Malbishon, right? La'asid Lovay. There's relevance. The Gemara only says, Moshe Rabbeinu will tell us then. So basically, it sheds light also on the Miluim that it could be that the Miluim also had a Seder. So basically, I understand, he concludes that Dafke, the Miluim, and also from this Gemara, Ketzad Malbishon La'asid Lovay, that may be a premise for what the Rambam tells us, this novel halacha, that there's not just an inyan to have the begodim on you because you have to prepare to do the avoda, but there's actually a halacha in the maisa halavisha, even before the avoda comes into consideration. Before we start doing the avoda, there's an order and a procedure how, in the maisa halavisha, how we meant to get dressed, what comes first, what comes second, what comes third, what comes fourth. He concludes with a major problem, and he asks a very simple question. When the Rambam is talking about what he's talking about begodim which have already been consecrated. Big day kohuna. So because we have begodim, which like Tosfos says, and certain Rishonim say, that the begodim have a criteria of a klei shoreis, consecrated garments, like consecrated vessels. So the mela, therefore, they have a kedusha, an essential, integral kedusha, essential kedusha. So it follows that there's a special halacha, how we have to dress, right? And it's not merely, so to speak, a heksher and a preparation to do the avodah thereafter. But he said, what would be if you have brand new garments? And he says, which that is really identical to the miluyim. By the miluyim, it says, mefurish and teres kenim, and we once mentioned this from the Rogachov going, whatever. We dealt with it a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever. It says as follows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you dress them, and then you dress the koyanim, Aaron and his sons, and then you anoint them with the Shemen HaMishcha, and this anointing will also serve as a consecration, and a consecration for the garments. So the Brisker Rav says, what's going on here? If we're learning out, we're saying once after the Gemara says that Ketzad Malbishon La'asid Lovay, that conveys to us that this is a special halacha in how we dress, that would make sense when we're putting on consecrated garments. But by the Miluim, we're putting on, well, they got dressed, they're just regular garments. It means nothing. Like pajamas, if you want to call them. Right? It's only after they were dressed with them, right? Then they're anointed, and that oil which anointed them also anointed the begodim. So where's the logic why there should be a need to have a sequence, a special procedure on how to get dressed? They're not bigdei kahuna yet. Until they're worn, until they're nimshach. Then they have a chalois of bigdei kohuna. And he says, the nafkamina will be for us. If you have brand new bigde kohuna. So the rule is as follows. Original bigde kohuna are consecrated. But bigde kohuna, says the Gemara, avidosam mechanchosam. In other words, a clay shoris. If you have to form a mold, a new keli, a new vessel for the Beis HaMikdash, because the original ruined, or broke, or whatever it is, so you don't remold it like the Rambam says, what do? You don't fix it up, the cracks, or fill them. The Rambam says, you make them new, right? That's why we have to know all the different shapes of the keli, to know if you have to make duplicates, right? So, how do they become consecrated if we don't have the Shem and HaMishka? So the Gemara says, in the days of the Mishkan, the original set is Mishichoson, Mikachoson, the anointing consecrated them, and there from thereafter, Avodoson, Minchachoson, by doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara and the Yerushalmi, it says it's Boin Ke'echot. In other words, it's when you put the Mincha, for instance, the flour and water, the meal offering in the Kleshari, so it's Niskadesh, Biyachad, simultaneously it becomes Niskadesh, and Avoida, the Avoida makes, it trains, it brings it into, and consecrates it. So the Briskerov says, this Rambam follows very well if they're brand new, if they're Bgodim, which are Bigde Kohuna. But if they're brand new Bgodim, like in the case of the Miluim, right, it wouldn't make sense to say that there should be a special order. So he really concludes with the Tzorachin, what would be in that case, Taka, where they're not special consecrated godim. They only will become consecrated once after I wear them and do the avoida with them. So is there a need to have that procedure before? And seemingly not. Anyway, that's the shtickle I said over, basically, in short. In a nutshell, a brisker of shir, in Chidushi HaGriz, a Masechta Yuma, we're learning Rogat Shover. Well, they're all coming from the same school anyway. Okay, with the same methodology, but we're going on anyway. We're learning Rogat Shover. Here, there's an interesting minchas chinuch. Now, the minchas chinuch claims, the fact is the Rambam brings an order. Where does he get the order from? What the Brisker Rav discussed was, what is the basis to say bechalal, to set such a halacha, introduce such a halacha, that there is an order in getting dressed? Not just having them and doing the avodah with them, right? There's an order in dressing. There's a procedure on how to get dressed with them, right? Before we do the avodah. That's what he discussed. Now, the Rambam Lamaisa says an order. Where does he get the order from? So, the Mari Kurkus, in Rabbi Yosef Kurkus, in his commentary on the Rambam, which once upon a time we didn't have the Mari Kurkus on the Rambam, and it was quoted, whatever the certain sections were quoted from the Kesef Mishnah, we knew of them. But in the later day and age, today every standard Rambam called the Shapsi Frankel edition has the Mari Kurkus, but even before Shapsi Frankel was born, maybe not, he was born already then, but before they dreamt of publishing his edition, or he dreamt of publishing his, maybe he did dream from day one, whatever the Iker is, so Rav Zuckerman Olav HaSholem from Buffalo, who was a Galatian Goyen, a Talmud from a Meir Arik, or he learned with Rav Meir Arik, I don't know exactly the protein, but it was a big guy in Buffalo, and Rav Gron Olav HaSholem knew of him when he was in Buffalo, met him, spoke to him, learning. He was an aide, he was the Iker. So he then already published. There was a Ksaviyad, he had a Ksaviyad of the Mari Kurkus and the Radvaz, the Sefer Avoide. And it was, there's an edition of the Schulzinger brothers. In the United States, they published it with his notes. So that's already an old edition. Nevertheless, so I thank God I have that one and this one, whatever. But a standard Shapsi Frankel Rambam has the Mari Kurkus. On the spot, he says, you know, where did the Rambam get this whole order? He says, from the Psukim. Posh it from the Psukim. Take up Psukim, he says. You'll take up Psukim in Parshas Titzaveh. You'll take up Psukim in Parshas Achrei. You will see that when we're dealing with the Big Dei Kohen Hedyot, you'll see the order, like the Rambam says the order is meant to be. In other words, the way when the Torah presents and enumerates the Bgodim, right? The order is like the Rambam says, that's the order to get dressed with, right? And the same goes for the Bigdei Kohen Gadol. Now let's go see. In Parshas Tetzaveh, after the Torah tells us about how to make them, then we're going to learn about where Hashem says, and He commands them to dress them, right? So take a look at on page 474. So it says in Pasuk Ches, by the Kohen Hedyot, yeah? deal first with the Kohen Hedyot, like the Rambam does. It starts off and it says, on Pasuk Ches, it says, Vezbon of Takriv, yeah, page 474. Vezbon of Takriv vil bashtom kutonos. So you put on the kutonos first. Then it says in Pasuk Tes v'chagarta isam avnet. You wrap them with the avnet. Then it says v'chavashto lohem migbois. So the order is, right? Ksoines, avnet, and migbois, like the Rambam says. Michnosayim goes without saying that what? That there has to be precede all of them, precede all of them, like the Gemara says, because it says Alpsoroi. Or like the Marikorku says, why isn't Taka Michnosayim mentioned? Because here it's speaking about Hamoshe Rabbein, it says in Ramban also. The Ramban says the same thing. The Ramban asks, why isn't Michnosayim mentioned when he's dressing them? He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was dressing the Kohen Gadol, and Moshe Rabbeinu was dressing the Kohen Gadol. And Poshet, the pants, he didn't put them on. They put on themselves their pants. It's at Sneus. So they didn't put on their own pants. That meant the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't put the pants on for them. They put on their own pants. So the Ramban says, so Mufurish Ramban. And also the Marikurku says it on his own. And maybe so the Ramban, the Iker, he says, that's why Michnasayim are not mentioned, but definitely Michnasayim precedes all the four. And that's the side of the Ramban. That's the Pasuk. The same also if you take a look at the Big Day Kohen Gadol, right? Also before, where are we? Chavav. Is it there now? No, it's not there. So where are the psukim? Yes. So I'll call upon him, take out Achre. I think there's a posuk in the Tesava. I don't know exactly the pinpoint it now. Exactly where that posuk is. Okay, you find us. But b'chol oifim. Oh, here it is. No, let me see. Let's take an Achrei. So an Achrei, I'll call upon him. An Achrei is definitely there. An Achrei, we were speaking about dressing the Kohen Gadol. So there too, there are psukim. Okay, you know, without going into detail, there in either Tetzava, you'll find in the psukim that most of the order is mentioned in the pasuk. Right in the beginning.
Pasuk,
here you have it. Yeah, right in the beginning. It says Ksenis, take a look at Pasuk Dalet 63-36. Ksenis about Kodesh Yilbash, right? It says first the Ksenis. Now Michnasayim is mentioned after the Ksenis of the Mishnah already dealt with that in the Sechta Yuma. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes, we mentioned that. Then it says Avnet. Then it says Mitznefes, correct? So these are four Godim of the four Godim, which of the Dalet Big Day Lovon, which he puts on. So we're the big day, the Shemoneh Begodim. So that's again Mistama Savor and Tetzavah. I missed it. Okay. So the Shemoneh Begodim, with the Rambam enumerates the order, is in Tetzavah. We decided we didn't deal too much with the Halacha Gimel, which is Shemoneh Begodim. We're dealing mainly with the four Begodim. Okay. Now the Minchas Chinuch. Let's move. Let me move. In other words, I'm talking to myself. Minchas Chinuch says as follows. An interesting thing. He says you should know. The Rambam says Ketzad Seder Levishis Abgodim. There, it's not Ma'akev. It's not essential. If he changes the order, it's okay. So says the Minchas Chinuch. The only case where if he changes the order, it's ma'akev and it's essential, is only when we're talking about the Michnasai. So both by the Kohen Hedyot, the Rambam says that's the normal order. You dress them this way. Kohen Gadol and Mahalacha Gimel tells you dress them that way. You put on A, B, C, D, until 1, 2, 3, until 8, 1, 2, 3, 4. He says, but if you change around, nish geferlach. But if you, the Michnasayim, there we have a Mufurish Apostle. But Michnasayim, it says Yilbash al Besoroi. Or it says Yiu al Besoroi. So both by the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol, it says Mufurish, that has to be nothing else should come before. So the Torah excludes any other garment which comes before it. So there the halacha would be definitely that it's Ma'akev. But all the others are not Ma'akev. The Michnas Chinuch says this on his own, in Mitzvah Tzadik Tes. And he learns that way in Das HaRambam. Now, the truth is, when you read this Rambam, you don't see it. But he says, based on the Gemara, you have to say so, number one. Number two, he says, I'm a furish Mishnah to prove that it's not Ma'akev when it comes to the others, the order of the others. Because it says, take out a Gemara, the Mishnah, we mentioned a moment ago, the Mishnah, Masechta Yuma, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, Says the Mishnah, the order of the Kohen Gadol's garments, the four garments that it enumerates. And the order is as follows there. The order is, it says, Ksoinus u'michnosai, mitznefes ve'avnet. What did the Rambam say? The order has to be michnosayim, ksoines, avnet u'mitznefes. Okay? Now, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin as follows. In Daf Mem Tesamud Beis, Rav Schoira says that there's only one Mishnah in the Shas that when Chazal enumerate an order, it means that the order is with precision. That is when we have to figure out and work out the ksomim, the shade of the blood, so we have to use dafke these mechanisms, etc., and these ksomim, and these herbs, dafke in this order. But all the other Mishnahs, even though it seems like the Mishnah enumerates an order, it's lav dafke. And the Mishnah the Gemara goes on to discuss different cases. Then the Gemara introduces, says, lafuke, that's what Rav Schoira wants to say. This Mishnah in Yuma, here you have a case of ksoines u'michnosayim. And we know the din is, so it says ksoines u'michnosayim. The din is michnosayim v'ksoines. So what did the Mishnah turn it around? So you see clearly that when the Mishnah says ksoines u'michnosayim, it doesn't matter. It never meant to say it has to be dafka this way. Because the halacha says it dafka has to be michnosayim and then ksoines. So the Mechaz Chiddach says, what did it say in the next case in the Mishnah? It says clearly, mitznefes ve'avnet. Okay? The Gemara doesn't bring anything, it doesn't discuss the mitznefes ve'avnet part. In other words, the whole issue by the Gemara was the miksoinis and the michnasayim. And that's where the Gemara concludes. Now you have a Mefurish Mishnah which says that there's a sequence that first there has to go the hat and then goes the avnate. You know, the Rambam says clearly not so. The Rambam says first the avnate and then the mitznefes. So it's, from the Gemara it's very clear that what? That the Gemara didn't say that it has to be dafka that way or dafka the other way. It's either way. It's good. That's why the Gemara doesn't even deal with the second case of the Kohen Hedges garments, right? Those last two. Either Rambam says mitznefes Avnetu mitznefes, and the Mishnah says fakeret, so you must say, well, what the Rambam said, that it has to be, that the Seder, the order is Avnetu mitznefes, is lav dafke. V'horai, it says in the Mishnah fakeret, Moshe Kapoyer. It says in the Mishnah, mitznefes v'avnet. So what the Rambam says is lav dafke, but the first, mechnasayim first, that's for sure. That's the dafke. So that's what the Mishnah Chinuch wants to claim in Shittas HaRambam. I just want to bring to your attention that the Rogatchover going, after all, I'm about to say Epsavot from Rogatchover, the Rogatchover going, Dafke, asks on the Rambam from this Mishnah. And he says, look, the Rambam says Mefurish that the order, the left, this thing we put on the Kohen Hedget, is the Mitznefes, right? Mm. He says, look in Mesechta Yumedaf, he says, look in Mesechta, he says three things. Look in Mesechta Yumedaf Heyamud Beis and Vavamud Aleph, we'll come to that soon. And then he says, look in Mesechta Yumedaf Ayin. I mean, Aleph Amud Beis. It's very clear from that. And he brings Ukedemuchach b'Mesechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Tes, which we just said that what that it could be Mitznefes v'Avnet or Avnet Mitznefes. So how could the Rambam say that the order is Avnet u'Mitznefes, where the Mishnah says the order can be Mitznefes v'Avnet? Now the Rogatchover has he doesn't reconcile this Rambam. He doesn't treat it, but he has a very novel, Givaldika, amazing pshat based on that Gemara, that it can be the order of Mitznefes and then Avnet, okay? He has something phenomenal to explain a Rambam and reconcile a Kasha from the Rivet on the Rambam. But time will not allow now. Yeah, I said it's going to be sectioned. I want to conclude with the Menachas Chinuch. I'm only showing you the two ways of looking at it. That the Menachas Chinuch is quite comfortable with this Mishnah for the Rambam. And he says, look, that will prove for us that this Mishnah doesn't coincide with the Rambam. That will tell us that what the Rambam says is not essential. It's not li'ikuva. We can be flexible about it. Because the Mishnah seems to allow the opposite. Where the Rogatchover going, Dafka sees this Rambam. And the Mishnah seems to say fakert, and he raises eyebrows. How can the Rambam say what he says? And the truth is, if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, Ketzad Seder Levishas Abgodim, it's not so posh to say. And then he incorporates all of them in one unit, the pants, and then all the others, to say the pants are le'ikuvah, to say the others aren't, not so poshut, in pashtus Lashon HaRambam. But he has a basis from the Mishnah, that's Shittas Mechaz Chinuch. Now the Mechaz Chinuch goes on and brings an interesting thing. He just says two interesting halachas he raises for us. He says, and it could be, according to what we spoke of from the Brisker Rav a moment ago, maybe things will change a bit, I'm not sure, but it's just some food for thought. The din is that you have to put on the shaliyad and then the shal rosh by tefillin, right? Why? Because it says first in the Torah the shaliyad and then the shal rosh. Nevertheless, the halacha is, excuse me, therefore the halacha is in Hilchas Tefillin, Simen Chafei, and Rechaim, that if you reach out and hold on to the Shalrosh, and you didn't put it on yet, but you reach out to the Shalrosh, and even though there's a halacha of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, so we should have really put on the Shalrosh before the Shalyad, because you have it in your hand. Nevertheless, drop the Shalrosh, not drop, set aside the Shalrosh, take the Shalyad, because in the Torah they say there is Shalyad and then Shalrosh. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what would be if he has the four garments, the Kohen has to get dressed, and instead of picking up his pants first, he picks up one of the other garments first. The same halacha should apply. The same halacha should apply. Yibal, the Torah says, Mefurish, Yilbash Absoroi, so it's like the Yad before the Shalrosh. So therefore, if you take something else first, the halacha should be that you have to put it aside in order to put the pants on first. Okay? Like the Shalom Shalrosh. He says, then he brings to our attention that in Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim is in Tof Reish Pei Dalet, there's a Taz. And the Taz says, what happens? That's all very well if you just reached out to the Shalrosh. What happens if you actually put on the Shalrosh first? What should you do? Should you take the Shalrosh off and then put on the Shalyad and then put the Shalrosh back on? Or should we say no? Leave the Shalrosh once you put it on your head. And then just put on the Shalyad and leave it that way. So the Taz is of the opinion. Once you put on the Shalrosh, you leave it on and you just fix it up by putting on the Shalyad. So he says, the same should follow when it comes to the pants. What happens if he ends up putting on something, one other garment of the four, before he puts on the pants, and he realizes he's put it on already, right? What should he do? Should he take it off and then put on the pants and then fix it up or not? He says, no, it should be just like that film. Once the pants, the other garment is on, leave it on, then you put the pants on. But then he says, maybe no. And listen to what he says. He says, maybe there's room to separate the cases. In the case of the Shalrosh, once he's put on the Shalrosh, he was Mekayim the mitzvah already. He's actually doing a mitzvah. Right? So what are we going to gain by undoing the mitzvah and just going back the order again? He's done something wrong by not doing the order right. Correct? And he's now doing a mitzvah. So you have two ways of fixing it up. Do it the normal way. Let him continue undo the mitzvah. And he's done something wrong anyway, so just put on the shalyad now and finish and fix it up. But in the case of the pants and the other garments, what did we say? Leave the pants on, once he's put on, and leave the other garment on, and then put the pants on, because he's done it wrong, but it's on already? He says, no. But the whole idea of these garments in this order is in order for him to start doing the avodah with the pre that he prepared himself with this order. And he hasn't done the avodah yet. He says, in the case where he's put on a different garment before the pants, because he hasn't yet done any mitzvah yet. Because the whole idea of putting on the garments in this manner is because he still has none of the avodah, so maybe things should be different in this case. I want to say, now it could be according to the Brisker Rav, that true, there's no question, that the order of putting on the garments is in order that he should be, he'll be doing the avodah, otherwise he doesn't put on garments, right? So it's definitely not segregated from the avodah. On the other hand, the Brisker Rav highlighted for us, right, that there is an inyan in itself. It's not totally a hechsher mitzvah. Putting on garments is not just in order to be clothed in the garments when we do the avodah. In order, you shouldn't be a mechusar god. From this Rambam, it comes out very clear that there's an inyan in the seder of putting it on. So it could very well be, even though he's doing the mitzvah, he hasn't really done any mitzvahs yet, right? And etc. etc. So he says, therefore, maybe you should undo it. But this halacha in the seder alavisha, right? So we bought this halacha and say the alavisha before he actually does the avodah.